Star Wars 7x7 episode 3332. I checked out the other half of that Rosario Dawson interview with the Entertainment Weekly Dagobah Dispatch podcast. Similar situation to what happened last week, and we'll talk about a couple of highlights from this time around. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, as with what we were talking about yesterday about last week's Dagobah Dispatch podcast, where they did an interview with Rosario Dawson, yes, once again, they leak with that as the headline of the thing, but it's only about 18 and a half minutes, which ultimately it ends up they had like nearly a 40-minute interview with her spread across a couple of episodes, so it's very cool, and they spend the majority of this episode doing a, you know, true false situation with various controversial Star Wars takes or things about various Star Wars storytelling that could be considered controversial, could get you into controversial conversations, that sort of thing. So that certainly was a fun part of it. And the Rosario Dawson part tucked way back in the back after the 40th minute of the episode. A couple of fun things about the conversation. First of all, I should say that there was nothing that was really plot related that came up with it or anything that was particularly revelatory. It was revelatory? Revelatory is what I meant to say. But there are amazing things that from the production about the fact that just getting into the makeup and getting the Montrails on Rosario Dawson's head, for, you know, those who are unfamiliar, that's what they call the, you know, things that hang down off of Togruta's head and the little stalks that appear on the top. They're sensory organs, basically. But anyway, so Rosario Dawson was going in at like 4 a.m. to get her makeup done and to get the Montrails set up before the crew would arrive at 6 a.m. for shooting days. So just, you know, the time that they're spending on this is amazing. And she talked about how there's a skeletal structure within the Montrails that are being put onto her for the part, and that the technology for those hadn't even been invented when she first played the part in live action for Mando season 2, that it's been developed. And I know there's a lot of talk online about the Montrails and how they look and whether they're appropriate to what we've seen in the cartoon. And yeah, this is one of those things where at least my own personal feeling is that in hearing Lars Mikkelsen talk about how he's doing a slightly different voice for Thrawn in live action versus the cartoon, simply because, you know, it's a different medium and certain performances tend to work better in one medium versus another, you know, like you can't necessarily assume that the way things look in the animation is going to be the same as it is in live action. I'm guilty of this myself. When we originally saw the Grand Inquisitor in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, I thought to myself, no, that can't be the one that we see in Star Wars Rebels, and I'm sure they have more Grand Inquisitors from time to time, but no, it was the same one. And so I was like, okay, yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily look the same in animation as it does in live action. And trying to get the makeup right, like get her skin color right, and how the skin color looks different when she's in the unnatural light of the volume, if you will, versus when she's out in natural light when they're shooting on location. And she's going through all of this with Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who's playing Hera Syndulla, who's getting her skin turned green, and Lars Mikkelsen, who as Thrawn is getting his skin turned blue. So the three of them are basically buddies in the makeup chairs early in the morning dealing with these particular challenges. And she also mentions, Rosario Dawson does, how, you know, Natasha Lou Bordizzo has all the wigs that Sabine has, and so just everything is very vibrant about what their, you know, production process is like, what we're going to be seeing on screen color-wise. And that in itself kind of reminds me of the whole animation thing, because the animation for Rebels was very bright, had some very big color pops in it. And there's also a bit about Rae Stevenson, who is playing Baylan Skoll, who passed away earlier this year. And yeah, she got talked about in the first half of the episode, but Rosario had the opportunity to speak at length about him. And she talked about him being hyper-masculine, but also not toxically masculine, that he had a heart as big big as he was as a human being, and that their fight scenes just reemphasizing that she felt like she was actually fighting for her life when she was filming the fight scenes with him. And she reflected on the fact that at Star Wars Celebration, when he and Lars Mikkelsen both got to finally reveal that they were a part of the series, and to get to hear the fan reaction at Celebration, just how moving that was. And, you know, heck, to be a part of that myself, to know that, like, I had, you know, one drop in the bucket to, you know, deliver to this man coming out on stage and feeling the love from Star Wars fans, like, that is just kind of remarkable in and of itself. So just to hear how moved he was by being at Celebration and being welcomed by the fans so much is just truly a spectacular thing. And Rosario Dawson talks about how if this is his final role, that he's magnificent in it, and that, you know, she's really actually anxious about how everything's going to be received. She hasn't yet, according to, you know, the time at which this was recorded, which is before the SAG after strike, that she hadn't seen the whole series all put together, and she can't wait to see it. She wasn't actually expecting to be able to see it prior to its release, and that she's going to be seeing it for the first time when we all are. There's also a lot of love for Ashley Eckstein, who of course originated the role of Ahsoka Tano in animation, and Dawson says that it's like meeting a Disney princess in real life, and talked about how much she, you know, thinks about the character, and her Tano Tuesday posts on Instagram, where she just has, you know, very deep reflections on the character, and how Eckstein herself is an advocate for mental health awareness. Honestly, like, the whole conversation is about as, you know, softball conversation as you can get, and gives Rosario Dawson as many opportunities as possible to say as many nice things about people as possible. And without fail, she takes the opportunity to do that over and over again, to say such wonderful things about the cast and the crew and everybody who's associated with bringing this live action to life, and everybody who has helped originate the characters in the past. Like, she just has such wonderful things to say. And really, like, you know, here I am hosting a Daily Dose of Star Wars Joy, and it is wonderful to hear somebody talking so joyfully about Star Wars as Rosario Dawson was in this two-part interview. And she also says that she's actively trying to manifest a season two, and that she's committed to doing this character for multiple years if they will let her, if the series is a success, if everybody says yes and all that wonderful stuff. So, gosh, I am just so hopeful that she's right, that it is as good as we're all hoping it is, and then some, in that, hey, season two will happen sometime after they resolve this whole writers and actors strike business and give the writers and actors the stuff that they're looking for. And those are the things I wanted to highlight for you out of the part two of Rosario Dawson's interview on the Dagobah Dispatch podcast from Entertainment Weekly. And that's going to do it for this episode of our podcast here. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.